Blackstone Audio presents Marvel Spider-Man Homecoming, adapted by Jim McCann. This book is read by McLeod Andrews.
Prologue. The famous skyline of New York City shimmered in the morning light as the sun danced across Avengers Tower, home to the greatest superheroes on Earth. Yes, the world had superheroes now. Billionaire geniuses in iron suits, World War II super soldiers, even godlike beings from other worlds wielding mystical hammers. New Yorkers thought they had seen everything, until one fateful day when the sky opened up and a full-scale alien invasion rained from a portal above. Monstrous beings known as the Chitauri crashed into buildings and wreaked havoc in the streets. Fortunately for Earth, the Avengers assembled and drove them back, saving the day and announcing their presence on a global scale. After that, it was time for New Yorkers to do what they did best. Move on with life. And clean up. There was always the cleanup. Deep inside a roped-off tunnel of Grand Central Terminal, music blared from a radio as a salvage crew hacked, hammered, and torched its way to try to break through the hide of one of the Chitauri serpents. The crew's boss, Adrian Toomes, smiled as he paused and addressed his workers.
"Now, see, fellas, you can't just saw your way through this stuff like normal. These beasties are crafty," he said, a glint in his eye, as he raised his hammer. He swung it down on a piece of alien tech embedded in the serpent's hide, and the tech flew off, landing in his hand. "Gotta use their own tech against them." Toomes was tossing the Chitauri tech onto the back of his truck when he spied a member of his crew trying to sneak by.
"Afternoon, Bryce," he called out. "So glad you can make it."
Bryce stopped, busted.
"Sorry, boss," he replied. "Alarm didn't go off."
Toomes looked over at another member of his crew who was tinkering with the generator.
"Hey, Mason. Think you can whip up Bryce an alarm that only plays this one song?"
he said, reaching for his phone.
"Here, let me cue it up."
"Please, Toomes,"
Bryce pleaded, knowing what song it was.
"Anything but that."
"Gotta pay the piper, Bryce."
Toomes started to respond before being cut off by the sudden appearance of men and women in crisp suits and shiny hard hats. The badges on their uniforms identified them as some sort of governmental agency, but Toomes didn't recognize it. A stern-looking woman, obviously in charge, stepped forward, with another agent at her left flank. Toomes turned off the music, ready for a standoff.
"Attention, please,"
the woman announced.
"In accordance with Executive Order 396B, all post-battle cleanup operations are now under our jurisdiction. Thank you for your service. We'll take it from here now."
"Who are you?"
Toomes demanded.
"Qualified personnel,"
answered the man at her side, pointing at his badge.
"Qualified? I'm not the one with the price tag still on my hard hat, Agent Foster, is it?"
Toomes sneered and laughed. His crew chuckled behind him. The woman remained firm.
"You can collect your tools and go," she said,
as she and Foster turned to leave. Toomes circled around her, noting the name on her badge.
"Look, Agent Hoag."
"Director Hoag,"
she corrected him.
"Director, you can't do this. I got a contract with the city," Toomes insisted.
Her face was unmoved as she responded.
"All salvage contracts are now void."
"I bought trucks for this job. Put on more guys,"
Toomes snapped, his voice beginning to rise.
"They've got families. So do I."
Hoag met his pleas with silence. Toomes' face flushed with anger.
"Okay, okay.
I'm a smart man," he said, taking a breath and leaning in to whisper. "I've been trying to do this the right way, but if there's someone I have to pay, you know." Hoag looked at him with disdain.
"The only thing you have to do is turn over any exotic materials in your possession and leave."
"Come on, lady," he practically begged. "I'm all in on this thing. You pull the plug, I'm gonna lose my house."
"I don't know what to tell you, sir,"
Hoag replied coolly. Foster had a smug look on his face now.
"Maybe next time."